It's Thursday of the third week of Easter Joy. And friends, if we reflect on the many blessings in our lives, how can we not sing Alleluia to the Lord? Thank you for joining us in prayer today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth shall declare your praise.
Sing Alleluia to the Lord. Sing Alleluia to the Lord. Sing Alleluia. Sing Alleluia. Sing Alleluia to the Lord. Sing Alleluia to the Lord.
A reading from the book of Psalms, chapter 32, verses 6 and 7. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress, he saved him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ has risen. Alleluia. What a fitting theme the idea of joy is that the psalmist points out to us today is for the Easter season. It's very easy for us to not be joyful in our world today. It's easy to get bogged down in the troubles of our daily lives, problems at work, or issues in our community. I was very privy to this attitude, and it was something I worked really hard and continue to work at, but I worked particularly at it during the course of Lent so that I could be more joyful during the Easter season. But now, my brothers and sisters, we are here. Christ has conquered death and sin and risen for us. And with this reality we see in the Easter season, how could we not be anything but joyful? He is here. He's back. He's alive. He is risen. So as we look at him, at the resurrected Christ, whether it be outside the tomb or encountering him on the road to Emmaus or in the upper room with the disciples, what is our response when we see him? Do we bask in the glory of the resurrection? Or do we go away afraid and sad or be ashamed? I believe one of the best stories to illustrate this actually comes from the gospel, but I think it's important enough to bring to our attention again today. Within the Gospel of Mark, after the resurrection, the original writing of the gospel ends like this, in Mark chapter 16, verse 8. Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. This line is immediately following the women seeing the angels that proclaimed that Jesus is no longer in the tomb, that he was risen. That moment of immense joy and victory. And the women were afraid. And you could almost say not knowing what to do next. We are just like the woman in a lot of senses at the moment of the resurrection. I know I would be. In that moment of immense joy, we're blushed with shame, just like the psalmist says. So as we continue on throughout this Easter season, let us not leave the story with the empty tune. Let us proclaim the joy of Christ's victory over death to all who will listen, because he is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia, alleluia.
As his children, we turn and pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, you loved this world so much that you gave your one and only Son, that we might be called your children. Lord, help us to live in the gladness and grace of Easter Sunday every day. Let us have hearts thankfulness for your sacrifice. Let us have eyes that look upon your grace and rejoice in our salvation. This we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
In a couple of weeks, we begin a new month, which means we begin a new book to read in our God Minute Book Club. So if you're on Facebook, be sure and check that out. The link is on our menu on the website, as always, of course. And I hope everyone saw the good news in our email we sent you yesterday of Lauren and her husband celebrating the gift of their new child. Oh my, what an adorable gift it is. Yet one more reason to sing Alleluia to the Lord. Amen to that. And to ask his blessings upon us now, his blessing, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God be with you, friends. Thank you for being with us in prayer. Go into the day, give a little of his love away, and we'll see you tomorrow.